The opinions expressed in Lorecast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Lorecast! Welcome back to episode 4 of Lorecast. Hey! And today, as mentioned in the prior episode, we're doing a sub-episode to our high school lore part 2, except we're going to go more into depth with teachers. And today, we have a very special guest with us, Sonia! Welcome, Sonia, to the podcast.
Hello. Hello, beautiful people.
Okay, so actually, I was talking to Sonia prior to this, and we are discussing, like, the differences between uni profs and teachers, and also similarities. So a little backstory. Actually, me, Sonia, and Tamana were all in the same functions class.
Hell.
It was really bad. And we had this teacher, we'll call him Mr. P. Mr. P, not a very good teacher. He would not teach. One week he literally left and he was like, just watch the videos and then teach yourself. And then he still gave us a test that was worth marks. Like on the final exam, the average was 50. So anyways, but Sonia here said that she found she has a teacher that's actually worse than Mr. P. Why don't you tell us about that?
Okay, so there's a teacher at this school. I'm taking accounting, so I'm not going to out the teacher's name because there's multiple teachers. But like, any business students, you can read between the lines. Basically, let's start it off with the fact that people have said, like, they've been abused. So I'm like, oh, what does that mean? Like, physically, mentally, like, everything. So we sat down in this class, and the only reason I'm bringing this point up is because it's relevant to the story. But he can't see, and he's deaf. So whenever, like, somebody raises their hand, he can't see. So, like, he yells at us, but he can't see that our hands are raised when he asks a question. So then he has to come through this, like, classroom, which should have, like, 300 students in it. And he's walking around, and whenever, like, he goes up to somebody to have them answer the question, he, like, literally breathes down their neck, like, real close, because he can't hear. And some people don't understand that, like, okay, you have to project if you don't want him to get closer, which, like, he should not be in your personal space, but that's what happens. So anyway, that's one of the issues that we have with him. But he also, like, shouts us, and apparently he's grabbed a kid and, like, shaken them. But, like, I've gotten in trouble because, or not me, but, like, my classmates have gotten in trouble because we type on our calculators with our thumbs. He said,
doesn't like that.
And no, he was like, let's be more productive. Let's put this calculator down and use our two index fingers. Like a child. Like, what if somebody told you to type like that? I'd be like, no. So we got in trouble for that, which, like, he always gets so mad at irrelevant things, but then he doesn't teach. And he shouted at this guy and this girl, and he was like, hey, you two, stop being on a date in here.
Get and then room. Get
exactly.
Room.
And I'm like, okay, he kind of owned them. Like, maybe I like him. But then he kept going. Oh. And he was like, if you guys wanted a date, if you guys wanted to kiss, blah, 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 take it outside. And he was just picking on them relentlessly. And the whole class was silent.
So, like, how's the averages doing?
The averages in that class are, like, he was like, if we can bump it up to a 60, that would be great. Bump it up. No. Accounting shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be that hard. Like, it's easy math, and it's just knowing where you place stuff.
Let me tell you. Actually, similar to Sonia, me and Tamana are in this course. And honestly, we can say this because this is kind of nationally known. Like, even professors from our other courses mention it. They're like, it's a running joke now. Because there's this course called Production Theory. And our first quiz was a take-home quiz. It was take-home. Okay? Take-home. Mm-hmm. Open book.
Okay.
24 hours to do it. So you had from 8 p.m. of Monday till 8 p.m. till Tuesday.
Obviously, people are going to go get together.
Yeah.
And, like, do the questions together. Open book. You can use a textbook.
Yeah, open book is open people.
First quiz. Next lecture, we come back. I'm not there because I'm at the Mitski concert. But, like, the group chat's blowing up because apparently 50% of the class failed. And then if they passed, they just passed. They just passed. Like, they didn't even, like, pass. Like, they passed with, like, a 52. And it was so bad.
Like, was it hard, or did he just, like, was he failing people just because?
Well, it was a really, when we took it, it was bad. Like, Tamara, why don't you give us your perspective on that?
I think me and Anna Sophia are good students. Like, we're pretty stand-up students. We take notes in classes that I don't even think really you need to be taking notes in. Mm. Classes that don't even have exams. Like, we want to learn. We want to pay attention. Mm. But when I tell you I opened up that quiz shocked by, like, the amount of questions that I'm looking at them. I'm either reading them and I don't know how to interpret them properly because they're worded so odd that you don't even know what they're asking. They're all multiple choice and a couple were, like, fill in the blanks. But it's, like, you don't even almost know what the professor's asking. So it's, like, how am I supposed to interpret this question and then answer it correctly? Yeah, ended up getting a 45 on that quiz on the first attempt. This is not good.
Like, did he curve things? The mark?
No, he just let us retake it. Same exact quiz, which was also a struggle in itself.
Yeah, guys, like, it was so bad. Like, I saw that I passed. I was ecstatic. Like, I was in work when I got that mark. I literally went up to my coworker and was like, bro, I freaking passed. And she was like, hey. Afterwards, we will give him credit. The second quiz was a lot better. The questions were still kind of crazy to do. And then the worst part is there's a 40% worth exam at the end of this. This is a all mark course. And the lecture's from six to nine. Well, on a brighter side, who has been, like, your favorite professor at TMU, and, like, do you think they share any similarities to, like, your favorite teachers from Mayfield?
I don't think that they're similar to Mayfield. I feel like the teachers at Mayfield, like, you just got to know them more, and then if they liked you, then, like, obviously you have an in. Like, you have an in, and it's just, like, your course is just going to go so much better. And sometimes you even don't try. But these ones, some of them is, like, worse. Some of them are, like, comparable. I like my HR teacher. He's nice. He has the same name as my dad, so that's kind of cute. But, like, he's just a good teacher, but, like, that class is just, like, it's from 3 to 6. And that's my sleepy time. Like, that's when I conk out. And if I take it at home, which I was doing, like, the first semester, I would always fall asleep. So then that midterm was rough when I had to review it. And I'm like, I don't remember learning this. It's like, yeah. But HR is fun because you read a case and you're like, actually, this is what the person did wrong. Like, you get to roast people and it's so fun. None of the professors have been, like, as warm, welcome, sort of cutesy as Mayfield.
I was going to say that, like, do you find the difference between, like, teacher-student relationships with, like, high school teachers versus uni teachers? Because I know that I feel like with your high school teacher, you see them every day. It's a classroom of 20 people, easier to get close to them, where uni teachers is, like, a whole lecture. The only way to get close to them is to talk to them after lecture.
Yeah, like, nothing is really personal. So, especially since in the business program, all, like, the first year, there's, like, 5 schools within it. So, like, I don't know, business management, business technology management, and then you have, like, 5 majors under one, but then you, like, it's a huge school and everyone has to take the same courses, and some people don't even, like, finish the required courses in the first year. So, like, you have second years in the first year courses, and all of them, like, I've never had a class under 100. So all of them are, like, you don't know.
They don't really know you.
They don't really know you unless you raise your hand. And it's more so, like, the people will know you more if it's online.
Yeah.
Because they'll recognize your name coming up. Yeah. But since if they don't ask, then, like, no. I did just remember my pop lit teacher, though, from the lower level liberal.
Yeah.
Very much liked him. He was, like, quintessential, like, English teacher. So he's fun. And since, like, I was, like, the only one answering his questions, he came up to me one time and he's like, you know what, Sonia, thank you so much for answering. So that's the only class that is probably, like, the personal relationship was better, but it's still, like, I don't know. I feel like there's a line that teachers can't cross, like, for professional, where in high school, it's, like, since it's more personal, like, the teachers aren't, like, flamed if they have, like, at least, like, somewhat of a relationship with the students. So this one has been, like, weird, but I'm going into entrepreneurship, and it's, like, not that big of a major at the school.
So it's going to be smaller
classes.
So
condensed, hands-on classes. But the two entrepreneurship teachers that I had this year, not looking forward to working with them.
Why is that?
Very good interviewers. So first of all, this entrepreneurship class was like, we're the guinea pigs. It's the first time they ever did it. And oh, they dang. Swapped the class for a communications class, which is like very heavy on like, if you have any grammar mistakes, you get a zero.
Oh.
Something like that. So they decided to do like an entrepreneurship mindset. And I'm doing that with the bunny ears because it's like a self-help course, basically. Mm-hmm. It's like, how can you be happier? To do happier stuff. And like, be better. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be cute. Whatever. So the course was like basically asynchronous, where like you did everything online. You did like a weekly quiz, a weekly assignment. And then you would come into class and there were three teachers for the course. One like head teacher who wrote it. And then two that were just like, we did like mini tutorials after our main class. It was an hour class. And mainly, if somebody sent in a stupid email to the teacher, he would blast it on the screen.
Oh.
And be like, see, now you asked a stupid question. So some of them, I'm like, now he went off. I kind of like him. But then when he started to do it in like week four, I'm like,
oh, this is getting old.
Like, why am I here?
Yeah.
But then
cut it out.
It was participation marks. Like, I had the problem with the creator.
You had the problem with the creator.
Yeah, because I was basically like in a video game simulation where like I couldn't escape. A lot of the assignments were like very ambiguous, like not really good instructions. Aww. And so when you're trying to do it and you ask like this other guy that's going through the main teacher, I'm like, hey, so like, was this supposed to be double space, single space? Because if you don't specify and then you get flamed for it afterward, I'm like, no, that's not happening to me. And then he's like, what do you think a resume should be?
No, like, I hate teachers like that. Luckily, I haven't had a prof like that so far. Everyone's been really chill. Like, same, like, it's hard to foster, like, a personal connection right now. Mm-hmm. It is important in later years. Oh, quick piece of advice to anyone listening and to anyone in this room. If you're especially like looking for internships, future opportunities, jobs, anything, like get in there, your profs are going to be like, that's like a perfect source. Like even with one of our single camera profs at school, my mom was like, no, like talk to him, tell him that, you know, if he needs a shadow, a volunteer internship, anything unpaid, even like go out, put your name out there. It's hard first year. I get it. But especially in later years when classes become more condensed and you have maybe a prof like reoccurringly, that would be a great time to foster a connection and reach out and to like a good opportunity for you to like get a job essentially. But like I was saying, segue back to my main point. I hate teachers like that. I had them in Mayfield especially. This teacher, Miss M at our high school, the devil. Like Sonia, you just mentioned that you've heard of her.
Like I've heard so many bad things, and then the one, like, there's a couple of students that like her, and it's only because she likes them. Like, she'll pick one favorite, and then she'll run with it.
And it's because that favorite is literally, like, mooching, man. Like, I don't know what to say. That's, like, the teacher's pet deep down. You can ask that person if they like that teacher, and they'll be like, no, but they're nice to me. But she's one of those teachers, man. Like, she'll call you out in class in front of everyone, make you look dumb. The worst kinds of teachers, in my opinion, is the one that make you nervous to ask questions.
I don't think I've had that bad of an experience with profs except for the production theory. And honestly, he's a really nice guy. I've like a lot of profs would have just been like, just try harder next time, guys. He would have not changed the quiz format. I think in media prod, there's been a lot of labs which has helped have the small that's where you have your small class. That's where you have your class of like 20 to 30 people. Yeah. And so far, like I've been talking to, like Tamana said, the piece of advice that her mom gave. I've been doing that, like just thanking my teachers afterwards. And they really do, like, the profs will talk to you, like, seriously. Like, shout out to Gary Gold. Like, that guy is, like, literally the chillest guy
ever.
Is he
like a Mr. King?
He looks exactly
like
Mr. King.
I think I met him. Because I was walking with Kayla one time.
Was he wearing a lab coat?
Was he wearing a lab coat?
Yeah, probably.
That was Gary Gold, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Tamana's mom had a great piece of advice of, like, speaking to your profs, but don't speak with the intent of, like, yes, like, the intent of getting something out of it, but not really. Like, try to actually appreciate the course. Like, I don't know how to explain it. You know what I mean?
No, like, because it's not about, because they can, like, smell your intention.
Exactly.
Like, if it's just like, hey, I kind of want, like, you to recommend me to someone. It's like, I've never met you. So, like, you actually have to be friends with them, but don't do it, like, in a superficial way.
Yeah.
Because it won't work.
Yeah, like, I think a best way to like create a relationship with your profs is kind of getting feedback on your work, if that makes sense, because they always say that, like, my office hours are always open if you have any questions about the feedback. It's not necessarily, like, you want a better mark. It's just, like, what do you think of my editing style on this? Mm-hmm. If you're, like, doing film or something, or, like, what do you think of my color? I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's how you create a good relationship with a teacher, is they see that you are also passionate about the subject that they're teaching.
I know for, like, Ted Rogers specifically, if you get into, like, involvement outside of the classroom, then, like, professors hear your name more and more. Or I've been going to, like, these tutoring sessions. Now those tutors from the school, like, they're, like, upperclassmen, like, they're talking about it. So, like, I've developed relationships with them.
In that way.
In that way. Yourself. Exactly. So, like, if you involve yourself, you already know a bunch more people.
Okay. So, like, just, I don't mean to, like, reiterate what I already said, but I really do believe, like, especially if you're in a program that is all about making connections. I'm not exactly sure how it is in business.
Very networky, like, all the time. It's all about, like, who you know.
Exactly. And same with media. A lot of the Bachelor of Arts are like that, where it's, you know, it's tough to get a job, like, to really create a career out of the degree. So it's all about the connections. It's not necessarily, like, about being superficial to your profs, because at the end of the day, your goal isn't to be fake to anybody, but it really is to get your name out there and to network. I'm sure if you make a good impression of your professors, they're going to catch on to that. They're going to notice that. And that's when you want to use that to your advantage. You should be really trying to foster connections with your professors, really get yourself involved, especially if you want those internships and you want those job opportunities. Ask them. Like, that's what they're there for. They're there to help you. A lot of the times, I'm not, like, have your professors said, like, you guys can use us for references and stuff like that?
They haven't said as references, but I know, like, a lot of the clubs, they're like, if you need anything, like, reach out to me. So exactly. They're open in, like, that sense.
Yeah, like, take that, like, and especially, like, if your professors and instructors are saying, hey, like, this is my name, number, email, I'll totally reference you. Don't take that with a grain of salt. Really use that to your advantage. Reach out, because you never know. You never know when, if Gary Gould needs extra help and he needs an extra set of hands, and you reach out and you network yourself, you could be that help. And then that looks really great. That's a great job opportunity. So really, if you're passionate about what you do, take the resources you have to your advantage and run with it.
All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much, Sonia, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.